Welcome to the Avenue Mama podcast, where we explore the avenues of motherhood, mindset, and mompreneurship. I know you're a busy mama, so during each show, I've built in time for you to apply the tip or lesson to your life while you listen. I'm your host, Annie Vovant, mother of two, and this podcast was created because mom guilt is real, and so are our dreams. So let's get rid of mom guilt once and for all. Girl, let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome back. I cannot believe that by the time this airs, it'll be about a year since I've shared anything on this podcast. So first of all, thank you so much for even turning this on. Listen, my friend, we will have so much time to catch up because I'm going to be putting out more podcast episodes consistently. But for today, I have one intention. I need you to do this exercise that I found so eye-opening and so enriching. You can do this while you're driving and pressing pause, or you can do this pressing pause and writing down your answers, okay? One of my favorite other podcasts is the Jasmine Star Show, and Jasmine Star was going through a accelerator program through Stanford University, and this is one of the exercises, and I kid you not, this is something that I actually do every week because it just gets me back on track. I know that so much has happened for all of us in the last year, and we'll have plenty of time to catch up, my friend. But if you're just tuning in, you know me, I love to talk about tools that has really helped me get out of my own way, how to make the best decisions in my life and so forth. Okay, so we've always talked about like writing out your day and writing out your future self and, you know, eulogy even to look back at your life about what you wanted to do to leave an impact in this world, right? We do all those kinds of really good inner work. Now, we're going to flip this on its head. We're going to pretend that it's a year from now and everything in your life went wrong. Your relationship's in the gutter, your business is in the gutter, different lines of your businesses are in the gutter, whatever have you. And it's going to force you to look at your liabilities. Because so often in life we think, okay, I can have this one day or I can do this one day. But what about the stuff you already know you do that you don't do great? Okay, stay with me. I'm going to use myself as an example. One of my businesses or one of my streams of income is photography. So I say to myself, okay, in a year from now, how did my photography business suffer? And so this is what I came up with. These are my liabilities. I took too long to respond to an email follow-up. I didn't secure the client experience to the best level. I took longer than I should have for editing. If I had edited sooner, maybe they'd be even that much happier. Do you see what I'm saying? I look at all the things that could actually go wrong. And of course, I don't even share what I have going on with photography anymore. I don't blog about it. I don't put up recent photo shoots. I don't market the way that I actually know how to. So yeah, my photography business can totally go to the shitter if I don't pay attention to it. Do you see how good that is to expose where you can get better at? So then I was like, okay, how can my marriage be in the worst state in a year from now? Side note, it's in the best state it's ever been. So this last year was a lot of working on the marriage. And so we can talk about that more later. But for the sake of this exercise, in a year from now, how did it get to the shitter? And so I said, okay, so we didn't prioritize our communication. We didn't go into couples therapy like we keep saying that we want to. We didn't have open conversations about where our finances are going. We kept fighting over the same thing and not changing our patterns. We didn't prioritize date nights. These are the things we can actually work on if we know these are the things that we believe we need to keep everything thriving, right? And then of course, I turn it to my coaching business. How can my coaching business go to the shitter next year? Well, maybe people don't know how clear it is to work with me. Maybe I haven't made it so easy for people to just really get to know me because on my website, there are broken links. That's not good. So this exercise really, my friend, listen, you have just spent 3.5 minutes with me. Can you please spend at least 30 minutes with yourself to do this exercise? You have so much going for you. And sometimes we just need a little redirection. And sometimes we need just to be like, ah, okay, these are the liabilities that I have. These are the blind spots. I'm not even realizing that can really make a difference if I just focus on these areas of where I know I need to do better, be better, have better resources, be more committed, and be more consistent. And I'm showing up today because I had this breakthrough moment with Shannon this morning. As you know, Shannon is like my soulful sister, bestie, business partner when it comes to masterminds and retreats. And we were crying today on Zoom because we were talking about what is our best version of ourselves and what is our purpose in life and business, right? And so for Shannon, what was so beautiful is she just talked about how she just wants to help women heal. That's it. She just wants women to feel empowered to heal. And it reminded me of this quote that I saw a long time ago, and it says that, you know, hurt people, but healed people also heal people. And we cried over that because I believe she is such a walking light and healer. And I'm so inspired being around her, her energy, her non-judgmental self, her flow, how much she just gets up every day and just makes a better version of herself, just day in and day out. And then she turned the tables and asked me what my purpose in business was. And I just found myself again in a puddle. And I just kept thinking so much of my life was to be in these careers for other people or do these things for other people. Obviously, you guys know that as a pharmacist, I talk about it a lot. It's that it was for my parents. And I even had this download today that even photography was for the nonprofit I was a part of. Like it found me, I didn't find it, if that makes sense. Whereas for coaching, I found coaching. I felt alive in coaching. And that is something that I have yet to put into words. And so I came up today to think, you know what I love more than anything? I love seeing you thrive. I love seeing mamas, particularly mamas, you don't have to be a mom, really just do the damn thing, whether it's leaving a relationship, whether it's going back to school, whether it's training for a 5K, whether it's starting an Etsy shop, whether it's making candles or starting a sound bath business. I love seeing women double down on this little voice or this little business idea and making it come to life. I was telling Shannon, like, my biggest flex is when someone will direct message me or text me and say, you know what, I was going to give up, but I thought about you and I didn't. Or, you know what, I had that hard conversation with my husband about pivoting into exploring my business, and I have to thank you for sharing that journey. It was super hard for you. And I think I'm out here saying you can have a business where you make an extra couple hundred bucks a month. You can have a business where it is just for you and it just feels completely authentically aligned with your purpose in life. Shannon and I were talking about how much inner work it really takes to be a business owner, because I can give you the best website or the best high-functioning funnel conversion, Facebook ads. I can do all that for you. Not me, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have it all. But if your inner work, if your purpose isn't where it can be, what's the point? What's the point of this, right? We're seeking external validation in our business when it really needs to start with the internal validation of what we are here to do. Woo. And so we were talking about this, and we're talking about our upcoming retreat that I hope you consider coming to. It's March 4th and 5th. So it's Thrive and Shine Live. This is an important time for everybody to kind of come out of the last few challenging years to come together and heal, and we can heal and have a badass fun time. We really can. We were crying today and they were laughing today because we know we can sit there and laugh for no reason, because Shannon and I just know that our purpose in life is to do what we're meant to do. She is meant to help women heal. I'm meant to empower women to do the damn thing. And together in that room, everybody wins. Everybody wins. There is so much room at our table. And it is a place for people to feel a connection. And that is it. That's everything that we want to have accomplished this weekend. And I shared with her that my other new favorite podcast is called Spiraling Higher. And the two hosts, Gina and Sam, talk about uncomfortable emotions. And I'm going to link their podcast in the notes as well. And one of the emotions that they actually welcome is jealousy. And they talk about how jealousy is something that is just really a mirror to see what it is that we wish we had, right? And so they gave this analogy of, like, imagine this beautiful woman that comes by and she has this beautiful plate of food. And you're like, damn, I wish I had that food. Or how come she has it and I don't? When if you can just turn your head for a little bit, you see that she came from this buffet. And this buffet, I mean, I know I'm just paraphrasing it, but what I got out of their point was that everybody can come from this buffet. Like, there's no limit to possibilities. There's excess everywhere we look, right? So jealousy, if you've been jealous about someone's career, business, relationship, whatever, it's telling you what it is that you want yourself and that there is no reason why you can't have it. There's no reason why you also can't be thriving to the way this person is thriving, which is hitting something inside you to have these emotions, and it's uncomfortable. So I hope today that we talked about really sit with you. Number one, do the exercise if it feels like something you need to shift into, because I know for me, I've been looking to find answers. And while I love giving people clarity and confidence, that's something that I also need very, very, very much. And I feel like as business owners, we often teach the thing we need the most. So I need the most clarity and I need the most confidence also. Number two, I really want you to think about where you're spending your time. Are you being with people who lift you up, who love you unconditionally, who will also help you look at your blind spots? I think that's really important to have a community of people who you can just show up to raw, uncensored, and who are also dreamers and doers, please know that I think about all of you mamas out there, and I just want all of us to thrive. Like, this is not a life that we're just surviving through, right? You are here on this earth because you have a purpose, and whatever that purpose is, I hope you double down on it.
And as I evolve, the podcast has to evolve, right? So I think I just recorded episode 1 of season 3. There's no direct path to what success looks like. And my message for you and for me is to decide that success is inevitable. Success is here, and we don't have to measure ourselves against anyone else but who we are every single day. Can we be better than we were yesterday? That is the goal, at least for me.
I really hope you come to Austin. We're gonna have more events throughout the country, maybe a little international one day. Why not?
So once again, I thank you so much for being here. I look forward to season 3 of the Avenue Mama podcast. If you head over to avenuemama.com/tools, I'll have some free resources for you as I gather them throughout my journey as a mama and business owner. And in today's show notes, you'll see all the links to everything I reference and our event in Austin. That'd be amazing. Spend some quality time with you, friend. Also, if you have 10 seconds, it would just mean the world to me if you would leave a rating or a review so that we can get more moms to see what we're doing here in Avenue Mama. We are talking about motherhood, mindset, business, and all of the in-betweens that life has to offer as a mom. So thank you so much for being here, and have a good rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon.